You know how we're constantly hearing about these incredible AI advancements, but sometimes it feels like they're just smart tools working alone,
Right.
not really playing well together.
Yeah, exactly. Like islands of intelligence.
Right. Well, imagine a future where those tools could actually collaborate, like a super team of experts working seamlessly.
Okay, I'm listening.
That's what we're diving into today. It's this development from Google, the agent-to-agent protocol, A2A they call it, and this idea of agent swarms.
Ah, yes. I've seen some of the material you pulled together. It's fascinating stuff. It really paints a picture where AI isn't just isolated bits, but, well, a network, a dynamic one.
Exactly. So our mission for this deep dive is basically to unpack what this A2A thing really is.
And how it enables these agent swarms.
And the big question, what does it mean for us, the human experts?
Good point. Think of this as, well, your shortcut to getting your head around what could be a really big shift in AI.
Okay, so the core problem, as I see it, is that different AI agents, maybe from different companies, different tech stacks, they just don't speak the same language usually.
Right. It's an interoperability nightmare sometimes, like trying to get a global team working together when everyone has a different translator or no translator at all.
Yeah, so Google's A2A protocol steps into that gap. It's meant to be an open standard,
Yeah.
like a universal translator for AI agents.
Precisely. And it's really key to understand it's not just about basic chat between AIs.
Okay.
It's specifically built to be the bedrock for these agent swarms. It's the tech that lets them actually function as a coordinated team, not just a collection of agents.
Okay, so A2A is the foundation. The infrastructure, as Material puts it, sounds absolutely essential, not just nice to have.
That's exactly it. Think of it like maybe TCP/IP for AI agents.
Oh, interesting analogy. Go on.
Well, just like the internet protocols let all sorts of computers talk to each other, A2A aims for that same kind of seamless communication, but for AI agents, it could fundamentally change what they can do together.
Right. And you mentioned coordination. The material talks about decentralized coordination.
Yeah.
That sounds important. What does that mean practically?
It means they don't necessarily need a central boss, a single controller dictating every move. Agents can share updates directly, pass results back and forth. They call these artifacts in the docs,
Artifacts,
and
okay.
even negotiate who does what, all amongst themselves. It makes the whole swarm much more flexible and resilient too. If one agent hits a snag, others can potentially adapt.
So less like a rigid hierarchy, more like a skilled project team that can self-organize.
Exactly, very agile, which makes sense for complex problems. And that leads into the agent cards you probably saw mentioned.
Yeah, agent cards. Sounded like, well, business cards for AI.
Pretty much. There are these digital files hosted at a standard place slash dot well known slash agent dot JSON for the technically minded.
Okay.
And they basically advertise, here's who I am and here's what I can do.
Right.
It's how agents discover each other's capabilities within the potential swarm.
So it's like a talent discovery platform for AIs. Need data analysis? Call Agent Bob. That's pretty neat for building teams on the fly.
Exactly. Dynamic team formation. The source material even had that table, right? Showing how A2A solves swarm needs.
Yeah, it did. Like, for interoperability across different vendors, A2A offers these standard HTTP and JSON interfaces.
Right. Standardization is the name of the game there. Breaking down those silos between, say, a Google agent and a Microsoft agent or a startup's agent, as long as they speak A2A.
Makes sense. And for complex tasks, it mentions stateful task lifecycle management. What's the benefit of stateful there?
Think of a big project. Stateful means the system remembers where every part of the task is, what's been done, what's next, who's working on what.
Okay, like a shared project plan that's always up to date.
Precisely. It keeps everything synchronized, avoids confusion, especially when tasks take a long time or involve many steps, much smoother workflow.
Got it. And the last big one was security. Enterprise grade, A2A uses OAuth2 and API keys. That seems table stakes for business use, surely.
Oh, absolutely. Non-negotiable. You need robust security from the get-go. OAuth2, API keys, these are the industry standards. They ensure only the right agents are talking to each other and data stays safe.
Okay, so that's the what and why of A2A as the backbone. Now, how does it actually work? The material mentioned a client remote agent model.
I think.
Can you break that down simply?
Sure. It's basically a request response setup. You have client agents or
Yep.
the initiators, the ones starting a task, maybe overseeing the whole thing, like the project lead, if you will.
The coordinator.
Then you have the remote agents. These are the specialists. They have specific skills, maybe CRM access or natural language processing or data viz.
So the client agent might say, okay, I need this text analyzed. And it calls out to a remote NLP agent.
Exactly that. The client orchestrates, the remotes execute their special function.
And how do they talk? The tech bit.
Ah, right. It uses something called JSON RPC over HTTP, specifically using server sent events, or SSE.
Okay, sounds technical. What's the takeaway?
The key thing is it's efficient. Good for quick messages and for keeping a connection open for long-running tasks. And crucially, it allows for real-time updates.
Ah, real-time. So everyone knows the status immediately.
Yep. Essential when you've got multiple agents working together on something complex. No waiting around for batch updates.
Makes total sense. That constant feedback loop would be vital. Okay, so the material also flagged some other key components for swarms. We touched on agent cards, but why are they so critical again?
Well, they really unlock that dynamic team building. A client agent needing, say, image recognition and translation can quickly scan the available agent cards, find the right specialists, and pull them into the task. It's discovery.
Like an instant searchable AI directory. Got it. And the task lifecycle thing, how does that help the swarm operate smoothly?
It provides structure, a defined process. It lays out the stages. Task started, in progress, results available, task finished.
Okay.
So everyone understands the workflow, progress is clear, outputs are generated predictably. It brings order to potentially complex collaborations.
Right. Prevents chaos.
Yeah.
And then negotiation features. Agents exchanging different content types. Sounds sophisticated.
It adds flexibility. Maybe one agent can output data as a chart or a table. It can negotiate with the requesting agent about which format is best for the specific task.
Ah, so they can adapt their outputs. More efficient.
Exactly. And finally, that enterprise-grade thinking point, what's bundled under that, it's about making A2A ready for the real world, for serious business use. So security, like we said, also modularity, designing it so you can easily add new features later, and just building it to handle those complex, potentially very long-running processes you find in big organizations. It's designed for scale and reliability.
Okay. That brings us to the, well, the elephant in the room for many people, the impact on human experts.
A billion-dollar question, yeah.
Are A2A and these agent swarms going to make human professionals obsolete? The sources seem to suggest maybe not. It's more nuanced.
It really is nuanced, and that's crucial. The consensus seems to be leaning towards augmentation, not replacement.
Augmentation. Meaning
AI, these swarms, will likely take over many tasks, especially repetitive ones, data-heavy ones. But human judgment, strategic thinking, ethical considerations, that's different.
Right. The swarms are good at task automation.
Yeah.
But strategic oversight, dealing with true ambiguity, long-term planning, that still feels very human.
That's the heart of it. AI struggles with genuine creativity, deep context, ethical dilemmas. So we're likely looking at more hybrid models.
Hybrid models.
Yeah, where AI handles specific processes, freeing up human experts to focus on the higher level stuff, like validating the AI's work, handling edge cases, managing really complex situations, maybe innovating.
The things AI can't do easily. The material also mentioned enduring human strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Creativity. Handling uncertainty, but also trust and accountability.
Very important points, especially accountability. In fields like finance or medicine, you'll likely always need a human sign-off, right? Someone has to be ultimately responsible.
Makes sense. You can't really hold an algorithm legally accountable in the same way.
Exactly. And the sources even briefly mention things like constitutional AI or stigmergic interfaces, these emerging ideas about how humans and AI can collaborate better. It reinforces that the goal isn't removal, but better partnership.
So the takeaway isn't humans replaced, it's human roles reshaped towards the higher level strategic end, like Google's phrase, letting experts operate at the top of their license.
Precisely. Let the AI handle the grunt work or the complex calculations so the human expert can focus on strategy, interpretation, and the uniquely human insights. It's about amplifying human ability.
Okay, so where are we now with all this? Is A2A everywhere? Are agent swarms common, the material suggests? Not quite yet.
No, definitely early days for widespread deployment. The vision is powerful, but there are hurdles.
Like what?
Well, getting broad industry buy-in for A2A as the standard takes time, lots of players involved, and ensuring rock-solid security and reliability as these things scale up, that's a massive engineering challenge.
Sure. Can't have swarms going rogue or leaking data.
Absolutely not. So the potential is huge, but the practical rollout is still unfolding.
But still, the vision presented by putting A2A and agent swarms together, it's pretty compelling. More intelligent AI, more collaborative, more adaptable.
It really is. It suggests a future where AI can tackle problems that are just too big or too complex for the more isolated AI systems we have today.
Right. So to wrap this up for everyone listening, we've explored Google's A2A protocol. It's essentially the communication standard, the foundational tech needed for AI agents to truly collaborate.
Uh-huh. And this enables the concept of agent swarms, specialized AIs forming dynamic teams to tackle complex jobs through decentralized coordination.
It really offers a new paradigm, a different way to think about applying AI. Not just individual tools, but collaborative systems.
And importantly, while it's transformative, the outlook, for now at least, seems to be about reshaping human roles, focusing on augmentation, letting humans leverage these AI teams for higher level work.
Which really leaves you with something to think about, doesn't it? How might this ability for AI agents to team up? How could that change your industry, your area of interest in the next few years? What completely new things might become possible? Feels like we're just scratching the surface here.